Welcome to the Bill and Rookie Experience on this Tuesday, June 15th, right?
Payday.
June 15th. I didn't notice. Good welcome to the podcast.
What?
So we were talking about going to games with Dad and everything today during the show, and we had the one caller call in and talked about his dad. Actually, he got hit with a foul ball at a Rangers-Royals game, and I told the story of my dad getting hit by a foul ball at a Cubs-Dodgers game. Have you ever been hurt at a game? Have you ever gotten trouble at a game and ended up in the Who's Gow or anything like that?
When I was older, I got trouble at a Brewers game.
You did?
Brewers Twins game at Old County Stadium.
Did you get arrested?
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, why are we doing this on the podcast?
Why not?
Well,
where do you want to do it?
Nowhere.
You don't want to do it anywhere?
Well, it was a bunch of us road tripped over from
just drink it down. You don't have to tell the whole story, but I don't want to. Didn't mean to embarrass you or anything.
I don't care who hasn't been arrested at the ball game.
I haven't.
I
had a friend who was though. I was going to tell his story, but
yeah, Brewers Twins game from. It would have been in the early 90s at County Stadium. A bunch of us road tripped over from Minneapolis. I was working in Minnesota at the time. And one thing led to another. Got into an argument with somebody. And the sheriff started trying to kick you out of the game. I'm like, okay, I'll get kicked out of the game. Too much to drink. But I'm like, let me tell my friends that you're kicking me out of the game. So they're not wondering where I am. And they're like, all right, that's it. Down to the... Because they used to have a jail in the basement of County
Most
Stadium or whatever.
Do.
So I wound up down there.
You don't know about it unless you get put in.
Right. And I got put in there. And my friends had to come bail me out. That scrounged up, like, I think it was like $300.
Really?
To get me out of there. Yeah.
Well, it's funny you mention that.
There you go.
When you say they have a jail there, and like I said, most places do, but you never find out, you don't know it until you or someone else you know is put in it.
Well, there's a
holding cell.
Right, a holding cell. But there's that story, and I guess I don't know if it's really true or not. I remember that they had that at Philadelphia Eagles games where they actually had a judge there, and they'd find you right there or what have you. I don't know if that's a wives' tale or what.
A judge. Oh, okay.
Google
well,
that.
I'd have to look that up.
Stadium, but
I know they had one at Comiskey Park, the old one, because my buddy got put in there. I know they had one at Wrigley Field because I used to work there. I was never in there, but I know where it is at Wrigley because I used to work there. I knew the guts of that stadium. So I know they have a holding cell there, and I'm sure they do at most every professional venue. I see it's funny because... I see every game. I follow this guy on Twitter who, I don't know how he does it, if he's just listened to the scanner or what, but during Packer games all the time, he's always tweeting out about
the squawk box
incidences at Lambeau.
Yes.
I think that's one of the funniest things. So I like to listen to that. But I personally have never been arrested at a game. I've certainly had a couple of instances where I had too much to drink and, gotten...
I don't think I was belligerent. It wasn't a fist fight or whatever, but it was an argument, and they wanted me to leave, the sheriffs. And I just, I was drunk, and I was like, let me go tell my friends. No, leave. Oh, yeah, go tell my friends.
Sure.
Last chance, leave. Can't you leave?
Yeah. Got into a fight after a game once on the street outside of Wrigley Field, but got out of there before anything happened. Yeah, be careful out there. It can happen. And don't find out if you're wondering if your favorite venue has a holding cell. Take my word for it that they probably do, and don't do anything to find out.
Gosh, thanks for this podcast.
It can be expensive and embarrassing. And we'll just end it there. I've got to get to practice. Tune in tomorrow to the fan... for the Bill and Rookie Experience, I'll have all the details, if any, from practice. I don't expect it to be too exciting today, but we'll see.
I'll have an insurance claim update on Lisa's truck.
Oh, yeah.
An estimate, perhaps.
Man, I'm telling you need to do an investigation on that deal.
I do.
Something fishy going on. That's what I'm saying. All right. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow, 6 a.m. right here on The Fan.